Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, reporting at the Long War Journal. The U.S. military attacked two weapons storage facilities in Syria that were used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and its militia proxies. The U.S. strikes are in response to a spate of assaults on U.S. military bases in Iraq and Syria since the war broke out between Israel and Hamas. Bill, a very good evening to you. What was the predicate for this, the strikes on U.S. personnel? What do we know about the casualties? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, the Iranian-backed Shia militias in both Iraq and Syria have been launching a number of attacks. The Defense Department, U.S. Defense Department, said there have been 19 since October 17th. That tally is probably more than that happened all of last year alone. So in a short period of time, about 2 weeks, these militias have launched a series. Most of the attacks are either drones or rockets or mortars or some combination of them. There's reports are a little confusing on this, but at least 20 American soldiers have been wounded during these strikes by the militias. And as these attacks were going on, the U.S. military did absolutely nothing. So last night, they decided to respond, and they targeted two, I would call them weapons storage depots that were being used by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps inside of Syria to provide weapons to their allies, the Hezbollah, to Shia militias that originate in Iraq and then also inside of Syria. So it's sort of, I think the U.S. is trying to restore a form of deterrence here after a long time of just not responding or tepidly responding to these strikes by the Iran-backed Shia militias.
What platform did the U.S. use? Off the carriers, drones? What do we know?
The reports indicate that two F-16 fighter bombers were used to strike these facilities. That certainly is interesting. The F-16s don't fly off of aircraft carriers, so they would have to be land-based. And likely flown from Turkey or from possibly from Jordan as well. You know, and given the climate, given Turkey's full-throated support for Israel, that could be a point of contention with the Turkish government at some point in time.
Remarks by the Secretary of Defense, Ms. Lloyd Austin, who was previously commander of CENTCOM. He's very familiar with these matters. These precision self-defense strikes are a response to a series of ongoing and mostly unsuccessful attacks against U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-backed militia groups. The secretary went on to say they're narrowly tailored. What does that mean, Bill? We've seen this language before. We're warning them that it can get worse. We're not capable of worse. What are they saying?
So, you know, I find this to be a very muddled message that's being given by Secretary Austin. You know, he's saying they're narrowly tailored. So he's saying what he's trying to say there is that they're designed to strike a specific target. In this case, weapons being used by the groups. It doesn't appear that we targeted IRGC or militia personnel who were involved in this. So they're trying to what the U.S. wants here is they want to de-link the issue with Israel. And Austin says this in his statement, right? He actually comes out and says, this has nothing to do with the Israel-Palestinian conflict. Well, that's the militias will, and Iran would completely disagree. They've said this in their public statements. And he's also saying that basically the U.S. doesn't want to do this. If you read between the lines of what he's saying, it's being projected as a strong threat or a warning to Iran and to the militias that it backs. But in reality, the U.S. is coming out and saying, well, but we really don't want to do this. We hope that you guys settle down. We're not going to link it to the conflict. Please don't do this again so we don't have to do this again. But the problem in all this, John, is these militias have been striking at the U.S. forces. Some of these bases are very remote locations. for and sparsely manned as well, because they're just being used to fight the Islamic State. Secretary Austin, the U.S. administration doesn't want this war to widen, and they're afraid of the militias massing for a major attack on one of these remote outposts. So he's trying to both deconflict and promote a message of deterrence at the same time, and they contradict each other. And in my estimation, if I'm Iran, if I'm the militias, I read this statement as a sign of weakness and not a sign of strength.
Who are the bad guys here, Bill? What are the Shia militia? My memory is, and this is some years past, they're driving around in a lot of equipment they got from Iraq after we bugged out. Is that who they are? They have a flag, and they're sort of a ragged army, all bearded characters.
Yeah, this is, this is your Iraqi and Syrian version of the Shia version of the Taliban. You're correct. They've been driving around on captured military equipment since the U.S. withdrawal, some of it confiscated from Iraqi military units. But they formed one of these militias, the Beta organization, formed during the Iran-Iraq war. It's an Iranian proxy. But these other militias that have grown even more powerful than Beta, like Hezbollah Brigades or Asib al-Haq or the League of Righteous, as it's known. And there's a host of these militias. They sprung up in 2003. The Iranian government via the IRGC and Quds Force wanted to establish militias much on the same lines as Hezbollah in Lebanon. And Hezbollah actually was brought in trainers. They went to the Mahdi army run by Muqtada al-Sadr. They built up these groups, and then they started splintering off. And they're responsible for killing over 600 American troops in Iraq from 2003 to 2011. These are battle-hardened fighters. They didn't stop fighting then. They fought against the Islamic State, against the Syrian rebel groups, against al-Qaeda. And so they've been fighting for two decades, John. These are groups with experience. They've killed American troops using complex ambushes, using complex attacks, and also IED and the deadly EFP attacks, which are explosively formed penetrators, which are a signature Iranian weapon. We should not underestimate these groups. If they decide to mass and attack a sparsely defended U.S. base, they could have success. And unless people think this is impossible, I could point to numerous instances where this happened in both Iraq and in Afghanistan under the Taliban.
We're not talking about people who would run away because there's an F-16 in the air then. We're talking about guys who go to ground and ride out an airstrike and get back up and on to their next mission. Bill, they use drones. Now, I don't associate the Taliban with drones. Maybe I'm wrong here. Drones come from Iran. Do we believe they're working with the IRGC? Is this Al-Quds Force? Who's using those attack drones?
Yeah, it's very – look, you're correct. The Taliban were pretty late to the game with drones. They did begin to implement it at towards the very end, mostly, though, for propaganda purposes, not a lot for attack purposes. But, yes, the drones that are being provided to these Shia militias are most certainly being provided by the IRGC. It's a force multiplier for these groups. And you're absolutely right. These are groups that are not going to flee under fire. They'd be willing to sacrifice hundreds of their ranks if they could overrun a base of 50 Americans and parade the bodies around and the U.S. equipment around through the streets of Iraq or Syria. They'd be willing to make that commitment if they're given the green light to do so.
Let's go to theater. IAF fighter jet intercepts aerial threat over Red Sea hours after Egypt strike. This is the Times of Israel headline. IDF says drone strike on Taba, that's an Egyptian town, wounded six, was launched from the Red Sea area. Who is that, Bill? Who's in the Red Sea area that would launch? Is that the surrogate outfit, the Houthis?
Yes, this would almost definitely be the Houthis. Keep in mind, last week they launched a series of cruise missiles as well as drones that targeted Israel. A U.S. destroyer had to shoot them down. This is without a doubt. The Houthis are another Shia militia that is backed by Iran. Now, they formed on their own and they were co-opted by the Iranian regime. Their slogan is death to America, death to Israel. you know, so you could see where they come down on this. So, you know, the Houthis are a dangerous faction, or they control most of northern Yemen, including the capital of Sana'a. And they possess, they're the only militia that possess actually advanced cruise missiles and ballistic missiles that can reach out and touch Israel.
And all of this was answered by two F-16s who strike an ammo dump somewhere in Syria. Is that correct? That's what we've done.
That's correct, John. And, you know, like, people think that's a sign of strength. I read that, and it's very likely the militias read that as a sign of weakness. It's, you know, we're doing just enough to make them not respect us.
Bill Rajo, he's a senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal. Suddenly, there's a new front for America. It's somewhere between Syria and Iraq, and it involves Iran's surrogates. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.